This is Vicki Kramer, chief of the vector-borne disease section at the California Department of Public Health. The California Department of Public Health advises spring break travelers vacationing in warmer climates to protect themselves from mosquito bites and avoid unprotected sex in areas with known transmission of the Zika virus. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention considers any travel to Mexico and most of Latin America to be a potential risk for Zika virus infection. Local transmission of the Zika virus has been reported in many areas of Mexico, including states with popular tourist destinations such as Ensenada, a coastal city approximately 85 miles south of San Diego, Baja California Sur, where Cabo San Lucas is located, and Sonora, which borders Arizona. Zika virus can spread through mosquito bites and can also be transmitted by both men and women during sex. Sexually active people who travel to areas with Zika transmission should use condoms or other barriers to avoid getting or passing Zika. Most people who are infected with Zika do not experience symptoms, which include rash, fever, joint pain, and red eyes, but they should still take precautions to avoid sexual transmission. In particular, pregnant women and couples considering pregnancy need to be cautious because Zika virus can cause severe birth defects. Couples planning pregnancy, when either partner has been exposed to Zika virus, should speak with a healthcare provider about a safe time to try to get pregnant. Pregnant women are urged to avoid travel to areas with known Zika transmission, if at all possible. If travel is necessary, it's extremely important to take steps to prevent mosquito bites. While there has been no local transmission of Zika virus in California to date, CDPH has confirmed 524 cases of travel-associated infections in the state. Florida and Texas have experienced locally transmitted cases of Zika. People traveling to areas with known Zika transmission should take steps to avoid mosquito bites. For instance, it's very important to wear insect repellent. If using sunscreen and insect repellent, apply the sunscreen first and then the repellent. Pregnant women and women who are breastfeeding should choose an EPA-registered insect repellent and use it according to the product label. Do not use insect repellent on infants less than 2 months of age. It's also helpful to wear long sleeve shirts and long pants and use air conditioning and stay in places that have door and window screens to keep the mosquitoes outside. It's helpful to reduce the number of mosquitoes outside by emptying standing water from containers such as flower pots and buckets. More information about Zika can be found on the California Department of Public Health website, cdph.ca.gov/Zika.